Talking with Michael Kelsey, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Executive Vice President. Michael, a couple things we might talk about. One, coming up, you've been involved along with folks from the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, OCA, and the Oklahoma Department of Ag, this joint task force looking at ways to enhance beef processing in the state of Oklahoma, try to expand what maybe's there, maybe look at what new opportunities. You've always had some meetings, and you're starting to make, I guess, some progress, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We've had some four meetings to this point, really good meetings. And I will say this, I want to compliment our task force. They have really engaged and really proud to be involved with them. And the whole effort that we're looking at is how do we expand? Is there opportunity to expand? What are the challenges to expand packing and processing here in Oklahoma? I tell you, Ron, one of the things that I have learned so much from this discussion. And one of the things I learned, and this kind of shocked me, I knew we didn't have a lot of packing space in Oklahoma, but according to the Department of Agriculture on what we have that's certified, and that would be custom processing, state inspection, and federal inspection, we have 900 shackles in the state of Oklahoma. 900. That's just not very many. So I think we have a lot of opportunity. Now, that being said, a whole lot of challenges. I mean, just to give you a flavor of the discussion, how do we fund packing and processing, new as well as modifying existing? What about rendering? We don't have many renderers in Oklahoma. In fact, we have a kind of a vacuum, if you will, a void of rendering. How are we going to market, help whoever's going to do this, how are we going to market the product? We want to make sure we investigate that. And that's just, you know, a few things. Inspection, to make sure we have adequate inspectors and inspection available. A lot of different pieces and parts, if you will, to this discussion that we've talked about and discussed and we want to continue to work on.
Now, one of the things that evidently has come up, one option that's out there may be some producers going together in some sort of a joint partnership or you know, the more traditional agricultural type of group together is a co-op. And you've got a webinar that you've come up with to try to talk with anybody who wants to listen a little bit more about that.
That is correct. So the task force itself is exploring the concept of all types of investment ownership models. So certainly the co-op model has come up, as you mentioned. But we've also had some producers who are interested in developing that out in the countryside, all parts of the state, really, Ron. I've had talked to producers who said, I'm interested in developing small packing, cow-type killing processes, fed cattle processes more up in the northwest part of the state, et cetera. And a lot of them have said, I would like to know more about the co-op type business model. So one of the things the task force wanted to do was, and with Dr. Phil Kinkle up at, you know, the great minds and expertise as far as academia regarding co-ops, is let's put together a webinar and just share information with folks about how that might work. And as you mentioned, that's the purpose for this webinar. We invite anybody to attend. And we would encourage folks, if you're interested in a small type co-op model or even thinking a big co-op model, tune into this webinar and listen to Dr. Kinkle, and then he's made himself available to answer questions as well. Just one of the items and issues that we think we can explore.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.